We've been hearing all week, haven't we, about how Moses was sent by God to go and rescue, on a mission rescue, to rescue the Israelites from Pharaoh. And the little bit of reading we've got today comes after that story, after the Israelites have escaped from Egypt and they've passed through the Red Sea. It says that Moses sang a song to celebrate. And that's what I'm going to read this morning. It's from Exodus chapter 15. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father God, and I exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers were drowned in the Red Sea, and the deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O God, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who oppressed you. You unleashed your anger and consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostril, you piled up the waters. The surging waters stood firm like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. And dropping down to verse 13, in your unfailing love, you will lead your people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will grip the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. And the people of Canaan will melt away. By the power of your arm, they will be still as stone until your people pass by, O Lord. You bring them and plant them on your mountain of your inheritance. The place, O Lord, you've made for your dwelling. The sanctuary, O Lord, that your hands established. And the Lord will reign forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We're just going to quickly think about what we did all week. And you know, the start of the story, God hears his people crying in Egypt. And the reason they're crying is that they're slaves. And they've got to make bricks all day long, and with the bricks they have to make pyramids and think. What do you think about that? Okay, but God has got a rescue plan for his people, and a baby boy is born, and his mother, to keep him safe from the Egyptians, puts him in a basket, chuck him in, and throw him down the river. Yeah? Where?
That's what I do with my kids.
Where? Eventually he's found by Pharaoh's daughter. He grows up in the palace, and he can see the Israelites having a really bad time, and one day he gets so cross that he kills an Egyptian guard. And then because he's scared, he has to run away. He has to run away a long way to a place called
Midian,
where he is rescued again by a guy called
Jethro.
And I can't remember what happens next, of course.
Jethro, well, he's, no, it's alright, it's not real. I was fooled by that earlier this week. I'm not going to be fooled twice. But God spoke, didn't he? God spoke to the to Moses in the burning bush. And what did he say? No, he didn't say fire and he didn't say hello. He said, take off your shoes because this place is special and I want to send you on a rescue mission, didn't he? What was the rescue mission for? I'm sorry, were you here this week? What was the rescue mission for? Who was he going to rescue? The Israelites. He was rescuing the Israelites. And Moses said, I can't do that. I'm just me. I'm rubbish. I can't do that. And so God gave him some clues. Did he give him some clues?
He gave us the clues about what he gave Moses to help him. And the first thing he gave him was a really special stick. I'd like a stick like this.
Yes, so would Catherine. No. A stick. What was special about the stick? There's a snake on it, what? You know, you're not wrong, yeah? But God told Moses to throw the stick to the ground, didn't he? And it turned into a... Yes, it did. And then he told him to pick the snake up by the tail. Would you have done it?
No.
But he did, and it turned to a stick again. Somebody said a stick again. The stick won't, but the snake might. You're quite right.
It didn't bite him. But then, so Moses did as God told him, and maybe not as quick as he went to Midian, but he went all the way back to Egypt. Again, now I think he picked up his Jubba brother in Egypt, didn't he? And he picked up another secret weapon. And we had a clue on day 3 as to what the secret weapon was. And it went like this.
Okay, so I've just given you a clue already. That my purse is in bag, but not in bus. Look at that, it's on the board. My second, repeat. So my second is in bag, but not in bus. My third is all around us.
Now this caused great confusion last week, because we thought all around us was air, as in air. Not R, but there we are.
I thought it was children, so I didn't know. My fourth is in moths, but not in maths.
Mm.
My fifth starts nice, naughty, then nasty. Put them all together, what have you got?
Aaron. Moses' brother. God sent Moses' brother with him to help him, because Moses wasn't very confident at standing in front of Pharaoh and talking to him. So he sent Aaron with him. Aaron was a secret weapon. So along with the stick and Aaron, they went to Pharaoh.
They did.
And said, God says, let my people go.
And Pharaoh said,
no. And Moses said, God says, let my people go.
And Pharaoh said,
rubbish, aren't they? Should we try it again?
We'll try that one again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moses said, God says, let my people go.
And Pharaoh said,
no. And that happened 10 times. Until in the end, the last thing that God did, because each time he sent something really nasty. Can you remember what any of the nasty things were, kids? Usually,
frogs.
Hope. Flies. Emily?
Lice.
Lice. Nat, can you remember one? No. Reuben? Death. Death came at the end. What about some of the others? Shimon? Hailstones as big as golf balls. Locusts. Oh my word, they've done really well, haven't
they? What
did
the river turn into?
Nat?
What did the river turn into? What did the water...
Blood.
The river turned into blood. But the look... I'm sorry about this, it keeps twiddling around. The last thing was when God sent the angel of death. And every firstborn child and every firstborn animal throughout Egypt died.
Except who? The Israelites. Why did they not die? Because they...
Not because they were prisoners. No.
What did they do? Painted blood on the doors from the lamb. That's right. And so they were passed over.
And so Moses, in the end, we're preempting this, Pharaoh says, all right, get out of my sight. I can't stand this anymore. Go. So Moses leads the people out of Egypt.
But as they're going, Pharaoh starts to think, hang on a minute, if they go, who is going to build my ultra super duper deluxe pyramid with indoor toilet and everything? So he decides he's going to have to go back and bring them back, because it's just not good enough. His entire workforce has just left. So he sends what? What does he send after the Israelites? The army! And what are they riding in?
On horses
and
yes.
In army chariots.
Chariots. We learned how many chariots. Can anyone remember how many chariots? Oh, Kimberly's an ace spy. She got that coded message just like that. Fantastic. But, you know, and the people passed through to safety. And God closed the sea up again, and the Egyptians weren't able to chase them. But the most important thing we learned, what was the most important thing we learned, why, during the week, about rescue?
Because the most important thing was that although Moses led all the Israelites to safety because God's instruction, actually, God then sent somebody else later who is going to rescue all of us from all the bad things that can happen. Who is he? Jesus, that's right. And Jesus came and he died so that we could actually be forgiven for all the things that we've done wrong, and he's going to rescue us from all the things we've done wrong. So the important thing is not that Moses led the Israelites to safety, but that who leads us to safety? You just said the name. Who leads us to safety? Jesus!
Oh dear, that was hard work.
I did think they have a rest yesterday, and it's not quite so fresh in their minds. So,
I slept yesterday.
So Jesus is the one that God sent to lead us to safety. And you know, that is such an incredible thing for us to be able to celebrate every day. And so while we're celebrating the end of the holiday club, the end of this week of immense fun, while we're celebrating the fact that Moses led the people out of Egypt and God delivered them, we're also celebrating the fact that God loves us, each one of us, so much that he sent Jesus to rescue us.
Well, let's just send you on your way with a blessing. So, Lord, bless and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face to each one of you and smile and give you his peace today, this week, throughout the summer, and for the rest of your lives. Amen.